Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 23rd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. Last week, we discussed issues some flight attendants are experiencing related to United's new payroll system. Management has confirmed and corrected many of the issues on the September 16th paycheck. As a result of the problems reported by you and the analysis of the problems, management informed all employees that the inaccurate statement of earnings from the September 16th paycheck will be replaced with the corrected statements on Skynet today, September 23rd. Paper copies will be distributed the week of September 26th. In an effort to help you make sense of management's most recent payroll problems and to clean up questions on their new system, they have posted a description of the earnings categories for the statement of earnings on Skynet as well as on MyPayInfoHelp. If you have any questions or concerns about your paycheck, please contact the pay department at bb-payroll-care-center@united.com or at 1-866-825-7297. If you are having difficulty navigating to the new electronic format of your pay advice, statement of earnings, and past travel detail, please refer to the article we have posted on our website and if you need assistance in getting the new format of the electronic advice on Skynet. The fourth in a series of FAA-mandated e-learning modules is now available in the United Learning Network. It can be found by using catalog code FASW-FA0-2011-IT. This module is titled Flight Attendant Integration Training, and according to the company, this training is designed to migrate all subsidiary United flight attendants to the new United's FAA-approved operating certificate. This training must be completed by 2359 local domicile time on October 30th, 2011. If you have not already finished this e-learning module, as a consequence, you will see a Q diagnostic associated with any assignment in your line of flying, including reserve days of availability, as well as with any assignment that begins before and extends beyond October 30th. The presence of a Q diagnostic in your line of flying will prevent you from picking up or trading into trips or reserve days scheduled on or including October 30th until you have completed this FAA-mandated training. If you have a reserve block that contains reserve availability on October 30th or later, reserve flight attendants should make sure that they haven't completed all of these tasks at least 48 hours to the first reserve day in the reserve block that includes the October 30th deadline to avoid being shown as unavailable due to lack of qualification. If you've completed the e-learning, ensure that your TRN-PRG screen in Unimatic reflects your having completed the course. Your screen will have IT-IL displayed along with the completion date. The time for vacation bidding is almost upon us. In preparation for the opening of the contractual bidding timeline outlined in Section 18 of our contract, before the end of September, likely on September 29, 2011, the company will post the reserve letter lists in the domiciles. The primary vacation bidding period opens on October 29, 2011. Consistent with the requirements of Section 2W of the contract, we have posted the dates up for the 2012 flight attendant schedule months on our website. Because 2012 is a leap year, there are some important changes to the 2012 flight attendant schedule months you should be aware of when bidding for your 2012 vacation. In the coming weeks, we will provide more information regarding vacation bidding, and we will anticipate publication of our annual vacation article shortly. Fall is fast approaching, and so is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. As we have in the past, during National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, both subsidiary United and Continental employees are able to show their support for this important initiative by wearing company-approved pink uniform accessories while on duty in October. $5 from the purchase of every approved pink uniform item will be donated. A list of the organizations to benefit from your generous donations, as well as the company-approved uniform accessory items for purchase, may be found on Skynet. Breast cancer remains the most common form of cancer among women and has the potential to affect all of us through the valuable women in our lives. It is incumbent upon us, a caring and loving community, that we consider the efforts each of us can make this October in supporting research for a cure, education for prevention or early detection, and comfort for those affected by the disease directly or through the experience of a loved one. We are pleased to announce that United Airlines has signed our 16th flight attendant reciprocal cabin seat agreement with Virgin America, and that begins today, September 23rd, 2011. Virgin America is a United States-based low-cost airline that began service on August 8, 2007. Virgin America operates a fleet of 39 Airbus A319 and A320 aircraft and currently flies to over 13 destinations in the United States, as well as service to 3 destinations in Mexico. Please thoroughly review the reciprocal cabin seat agreements with Virgin America and the other 15 agreements that are posted in the pay and benefits section on our website to ensure that you are able to fully benefit from this program. The fall meeting of the United Master Executive Council will take place in Chicago Tuesday, October 18th through Friday, October 21st at the Hilton Garden Inn. Your local council president, joined by the 13 other presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. There's still time to submit your willingness to serve for one of the available positions on our MEC Hotel and Transportation Committee and System Board of Adjustment. Information about the qualifications and responsibilities of the positions is available on our website. Elections will be held in Chicago at the regular fall MEC meeting at the Hilton Garden Inn, 2930 South River Road, Des Plaines, Illinois. Even if you don't plan to run for an MEC position, we encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending their local council meetings and the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Schedule times for your local council's meeting and the MEC agenda will be posted on our website soon. And finally, the MEC Communication Committee has made available a hot topic that provides a summary of the expedited mediation process and is available on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.